Good morning. This is KWSO News. A suspect in the breaking and entering and theft case from the Warm Springs Tribal Utilities Department on October 26th has been detained by the Warm Springs Tribal Police Department. Detectives of the Warm Springs Tribal Police Department positively identified Levi Jim of Warm Springs in the Upper Dry Creek area on November 30th, and after a short pursuit, took him into custody. Mr. Jim is wanted on two tribal warrants, one Jefferson County felony warrant, and one Washington State warrant. Based on the follow-up interview with this subject and other evidence, Warm Springs Tribal Police detectives determined they had enough probable cause to charge Mr. Jim with the theft at Tribal Utilities, which included an F-350 pickup, a utilities locator, security system, and tools, all valued at over $96,000. Mr. Jim is currently in custody on the outstanding warrants until formal charges can be made in tribal court, and due to a federal offense, this case will be forwarded to the United States Attorney's Office for review of charges. A federal judge has halted U.S. Forest Service plans to log part of the Willamette National Forest burned by last summer's wildfires. The ruling Friday comes after two environmental groups sued to stop the logging near Brayton Bush Hot Springs and Detroit Lake. The groups alleged the Forest Service changed their plans to thin trees and conduct prescribed burns to include salvage logging after the 2020 wildfire without going through the proper environmental review process and getting public input. A different judge halted Forest Service plans to log in another part of the Willamette National Forest in November. Pearl Harbor survivors and World War II veterans are gathering in Hawaii this week to remember those killed in the December 7, 1941 attack. Those attending will observe a moment of silence at 7:55 a.m., the minute the bombing began. The ceremony marks the 80th anniversary of the attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. David Russell of Albany will be among the survivors there. The 101-year-old was a seaman first class assigned to the USS Oklahoma. He remembers torpedoes pounding his battleship and using a rope to jump to the USS Maryland and when the Oklahoma capsized. And now a look into sports. The Madras High School Lady Buffs basketball was in action last Friday night as they hosted the Redmond Panthers. In a close game, the Lady Buffs came up short and lost 58-57. On Saturday, they traveled to Redmond and this time came away with the victory over the Panthers 56-53. Next up for the Lady Buffs, the JV girls are on the road today as they travel to Culver, and varsity will host Bend on December 14th. Buff boys basketball will be on the road tomorrow as they travel to take on Trinity Lutheran. In college football, the Oregon Ducks were in action on Friday as they faced off against Utah in the Pac-12 championship. The Ducks were looking for redemption and their third straight Pac-12 title as they had lost to Utah over 2 weeks ago, 38-7. This time around, they came up way short again as Utah took the Pac-12 championship with a solid 38-10 victory to take the Pac-12 title. Utah will represent the Pac-12 in the Rose Bowl against Ohio State on New Year's Day. The Ducks will face off against the Oklahoma Sooners in the Alamo Bowl on December 29th. The Oregon State Beavers will be taking on Utah State in the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl on December 18th. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.